everyone, this is Mistress Brighton, and this Femdom podcast is a little off the beaten path because it's more about mental health than it is about Femdom per se. As you know, if you've been following me for a while, if you've ever done calls with me, and if you are subscribed to my blog, which is enchantrixtees.com, then you know I've spoken on anxiety before and depression and mental health. And so this particular audio podcast is about things that you can do when you're angry, when you have anxiety, when you need to ground yourself. The best thing for anger I found is getting into your body. Getting into your body is the best thing that you can do when you're angry. I mean, go for a walk, go for a run, get your circulation pumping. Because basically what this does, being in your body, getting in your body, getting active, what it does is it opens up your pores, it releases toxins through your sweat, it gets your heart pumping, it gets the blood flow throughout your body, and it actually is a great way to release anger energy, and it relaxes you. If you've ever noticed, like if you go to work out, if you go to the gym and you get like a really hot, sweaty, strenuous workout afterwards, now during you might feel like, oh my God, I don't want to do this. But after, I found, I don't know about anybody else, but I feel fucking amazing after a workout, especially if I've had anything on my mind. Now, that's for anger issues. I just wanted to note also that if you do suffer from anxiety, anxiety isn't necessarily like panicking and rocking back and forth in a corner. Sometimes for some people, anxiety is just getting really irrationally angry. Some people cry. Some people just do something like really, really impulsive or start saying really, really impulsive things. And some people do shut down and rock back and forth in a corner. Anxiety is different for everyone. And what I would suggest for anxiety always is to definitely talk to your doctor if this is an issue. Like if anxiety is an issue for you, talk to your doctor about it. Talk to a therapist about it. And most importantly, if you're having an anxiety attack, it is perfectly okay to go take care of yourself. Whether that means go lay down and take a nap, or if you're up for it, because sometimes when you're anxious, your body shuts down and you don't want to go anywhere. You don't want to do anything. You don't want to talk to anybody. So it's okay if you're having an anxiety attack to just lay down. Lay down, go sleep it off. If you're up for it, take a nice warm bubble bath. If you're up for it, make yourself like a nice relaxing cup of hot cocoa or of your favorite drink. And just decompress, because when you're having an anxiety attack, it becomes very, very hard to focus. And so I would suggest if you have, this is going to sound a little strange, like if you have an anxiety buddy, someone that you can call when you're having an anxiety attack and talk to them, and they can talk you through it. If you can't get to a therapist, if it's the middle of the night, there are sites online where you can have like a chat online with a therapist, or a chat with like a counselor if you feel like you're going through, you're in the middle of a panic, you know, in the middle of an anxiety attack. I would say it's good to have somebody that you can call, or if you feel like you can't call anyone, it's perfectly okay to just wrap a blanket around you and just relax and just lay down, just sleep it off. If you have anxiety and you've never had it diagnosed or you've never talked to a doctor, that's my very first, suggestion is don't be afraid to talk to your doctor about your anxiety, because I suffer from anxiety. And as opposed to biting people, because it's not like socially acceptable to bite people when you get anxious, I just go do something else, you know? Like, I might go take a nap, or I might go for a walk, or I might go watch a movie. I'm pretty, I don't know. Like, I don't always feel like talking to people outside of work. So, but I do have, like, a phone buddy, like, somebody that I can call when I'm, like, feeling like I need to call someone. And so that those are my suggestions is if you're angry, get into your body, get out of the environment. The most important, I probably should have put this at the beginning. If you're in an environment where the subject of your anger is like on the premises, if you can get out of that environment and just go walk, go run, go to the gym, go to a restaurant, go to a movie, anything to take you out of that, like just a change of scenery can actually bring that anger down and calm you down. So I probably should have said that at the beginning. However, anger can be a part of an anxiety attack. So if you feel like you're about to have an anxiety attack, I would suggest having a phone buddy, or, you know, just go for a walk until you calm down, or take a nap and sleep it off. I know I've probably said that like 5,000 times. I'm rambling. If you want to talk to me when I'm online, if you honestly, like, we don't have to talk about kinky things. If you ever feel like you need to talk to someone, you can call me. If you just feel like talking to somebody because you want to talk about your day or something that happened to you, or you're upset and you just need someone to talk to. If I'm online, absolutely. We, you know, it doesn't always have to be about bending you over and whipping you, unless that's how you relieve stress, which some do, and I'm not mad at you. So the number to reach me is 1-800-601-6975. And I could have sworn I've done an audio like this before. I probably have like a gazillion times, but I'm just doing another one because it never gets old to remind people that there are healthy ways to deal with your stress and your anxiety and your anger. So that's the number. Again, I will give it to you, 1-800-601-6975. You can ask for Mistress Brighton, and I'd love to talk to you. And I hope you've found my rambling. I hope you found that helpful, and I will talk to all of you soon. Bye!